Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Anti-Democratic. Inside the Far Right's 50-year Plot to Control American Elections. By David Daley. Read by Kevin Stillwell. For Wyatt, who is the best, with hope, joy, and lots of love. The candid citizen must confess that if the policy of the government upon the vital questions affecting the whole people is to be irrevocably fixed by the decisions of the Supreme Court, the people will have ceased to be their own rulers. Abraham Lincoln, First Inaugural Address, March 1861. The most important thing for the public to understand is that we're not a political branch of government. They do not elect us. If they do not like what we are doing, it's more or less just too bad. John Roberts, C-SPAN, October 11, 2009. Introduction. It was a line no one could see. The invisible boundary wrapped around a new Walmart, bisected Interstate 65 in the very center of Alabama, the state at the heart of the fight for the ballot, and stretched the Calera City Council District that Ernest Montgomery represented away from the growing city's downtown. Montgomery's home district was now severed from a black church and neighborhood, and pushed toward wealthy new subdivisions between highways 22 and 31. It would not take long for the political consequences of this line to be seen. Montgomery, just the second black official elected in Calera's history, represented the council's only majority black district. The invisible line, kept hidden from the Department of Justice, despite the requirements of the Voting Rights Act, turned his district from 71% black to nearly 70% white. It traded neighborhoods where double wides sit atop makeshift concrete pillars for those with fancy homes, with Range Rovers and Jeeps in the driveway. The new street names carried a Robin Hood theme, even though in reality it had the opposite effect. It stole from the poor and rewarded the elite. In the next election, Ernest Montgomery lost his council seat by 2 votes. This was a line meant to divide, a line meant to turn back time. And in 2013, it became a line that, after nearly 50 years, finally broke the Voting Rights Act. Today, our democracy teeters in a most perilous position. But we didn't get here overnight. The dangerous state of our elections in America did not come about by accident. Over more than 5 decades, conservatives have plotted our arrival at almost this precise point through a takeover of the courts, extreme gerrymanders, new voting barriers, the creation of new legal theories, and a carefully curated set of right-wing judges to rubber stamp them. The right has worked to refashion the nation in their image, without any concern that elected representatives could be removed from office by the people. America's anti-democratic slide is the product of a deliberate, long-term, and extraordinarily patient strategy, some of it behind closed doors, though much of it in plain sight. America's founders long fretted about a tyranny of the majority. Our Constitution established a representative democracy with a robust system of checks and balances, and a federal government with 3 co-equal branches, all designed to guard against excessive partisanship and factionalism. James Madison, writing in number 10 of the Federalist Papers, suggested this decentralized approach created a happy combination of majority rule with minority protections.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?